Hi, Melly.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this today. Yeah. I just wanted to get a bit of an idea as far as weddings go, wedding makeup goes. When should a bride come and book their makeup, and what's actually involved in the whole process?
I would suggest not leaving it to the last minute, mainly due to availability. You know, a lot of girls will come in and say, "Oh, you know, how close to my wedding do I have to book?" And if you leave it to the last minute, you know, your makeup artist or whoever that you're looking at booking, you know, they could be away on holidays, they could already, you know, have a full day. And also that, you know, the sooner you book, you've got peace of mind.
Sure.
That you've got that person.
Okay. So once a bride's actually made a booking, say with you, I know you've got other girls working with you as well that you've trained, do they make a booking with a particular makeup artist?
Depends. Some of them will request me because they've seen my work, or they may have been a bridesmaid before. Others may request one of my girls due to their budget, because obviously everybody's on a different budget and my rates might be not fitting what their budget
is.
So, yeah.
So it's a little bit more to have Melly rather than someone that you've trained.
Yeah. Well, I've been working as a makeup artist for over 20 years, sort of giving away my age there. But anyway. And mainly not just bridals, but also looking after a lot of national and international celebrities. So my style and my experience is obviously a lot more than the girls that I've trained. In saying that, the girls that are trained are very good, but they're still obviously, their work may not be as detailed or as polished as mine, they'll still be very beautiful.
Sure.
And so their rates are a little bit lower due to less experience, but you'll still get a beautiful job.
Great. So that all gets worked out when they make that first appointment?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And I know that most girls will have a trial makeup for their wedding. Does that happen sort of close to the wedding or 6 months out?
Look, I think don't do it too far ahead, because often if you've got an 18-month engagement, often you can change your mind several times and then they tell, "Oh, I want to do a vintage wedding." So they're thinking of like a statement red lip and these big lashes and, you know, the sort of, you know, a 1940s, 50s hairdo, and 6 months down the track, you know, they could be going for something entirely different. But you do have to be careful also not to, I've had brides come to me and want to book 2 weeks before. Now, if I'm off doing weddings or off on other jobs, or if I'm away on a job, I'm not going to be able to fit them in for their trial.
Sure.
So, but then I do get a lot of brides who go, "No, I've seen your work. I just want something natural and beautiful and soft. Just do it."
Okay. So that's the first time you'll apply makeup to them is actually on the wedding day occasionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes I'll just do a face-to-face consultation and we'll do a face chart and they're happy with that.
Okay, so a face chart, that's where you work out which products, what colours.
Yeah, so I'll write down different, so I might make notes, we might talk about what they like or dislike in a makeup. They might say, "Look, I really don't like anything underneath my eyes. I don't want a glossy lip, I like a nude lip." You know, all things about what they like or dislike in a makeup. And then I'll work out a colour chart depending on like maybe their flowers and their dress. You know, their whole colour theme of their wedding, something that'll just sort of blend in really nicely, and write down the colours and just notes on the chart. I'll often even take a photo, digital photo of them, so because often when you see so many faces, and then I'll put it in my phone so that when they call me up, their face comes up, and then I go, "Oh, it's my bride Susanna," or
great. Okay, so you'll do that that chart, is it called a face chart?
Face chart. Yeah.
You'll do that whether you do
a trial or even a consultation.
Okay. And then say I imagine most brides are the same with you as they are with me. They want to have natural looking makeup or natural photos. Obviously with your experience, a natural look isn't going to fit everyone, or even going for a natural look, you might have a bit more makeup than what they would first expect.
Yeah, well, that's right, especially if they're a bride that's never worn makeup. And they go, "Look, I've never worn makeup in my life. The most I've ever done is some lip balm and a bit of mascara. So I don't want a lot." Well, obviously, they're going to want more than that. Otherwise, they wouldn't be paying me to do it. They can do that themselves. But often if they've gone from never wearing hardly anything to then having a natural look, it can still be more than what they're used to. So I say to them, you know, just give it an hour or so. You know, and often in my trials, I'll even do it up to 2 hours. So that I really get to know the bride in that time.
Yeah.
And I do try and do a lot of emailing with them throughout to even get to know them, even get them to send me photos of how they do their makeup when they go out normally, so I can sort of have a look and get a feel for their level of what they like with their makeup.
Okay. So say for example, they send you these photos and they have a chat and they normally run with blues and greens when they're going out. And then they come in and you're thinking to yourself, wow, you know, that's really not working that well for you. I think the browns or greys are going to be better.
So, so what I'll do, I'll just say, look, I know this is what, especially sometimes you'll get somebody who'll ask for something, you go, you know what, it's just, you know, they want a dark, smoky eye, and you just think, it's just not going to work. So I say, well, how about you let me do what I think will look best? And if you don't like it, we can go and add the blue or green, or we can give you a darker, smoky eye, and we'll take a photo of how I've done it, for the look that I really think would look beautiful for you, and then we'll do another shot of how.
Okay. 100%
of the time, then they'll go back to, you know. And sometimes you will. I have done a trial to begin with for what exactly what they're asking for, and I have known in the back of my head, no, it's not going to, you know. You've got to learn to trust your own instinct. You're the professional, but we also want them to feel happy with what they're getting, as well. But with all my experience, I've learnt now to trust my own instinct. So you know what, I'm going to do something for you. Then we can always add what you'd like, especially for the girls who might have a really small lip, and then they ask for a deep red lip, which you know is just going to shrink them down. And
just
so
we go,
well, let's just start with a nude. We'll do the rest of your makeup, and then we can also show you a red as well.
Okay.
Sometimes they've got to see it themselves. They've seen it on a movie star, or they've seen it, you know, on a friend, and they go, oh, I really love that red lip. But once they put it on themselves, so they've got to picture it. They've got to see it.
So sometimes it's not right for them.
It's not right.
Until they see it. So when do you start making that assessment? Is it as soon as they walk in, or is it once you start applying makeup? Like, when are you starting to think colours and...
I can generally get an idea straight away as soon as I see the client, what I want to do with them. But in saying that, I don't have it all exact in my mind how it's going to end up. It's often a developing process as I see their eyes coming out as I'm doing their makeup, and I can have done the whole face and I'm like, stop, wait, I'm not finished, and I'll go and do something else, or add more, or take away a little bit, or add just a little bit of something else. So it is a developing process, but often as soon as I see somebody, I know how they should be looking.
Okay. So when they come for that at first appointment, or to talk about maybe even have their trial, do they need to know sort of what colour flowers they're having, what style of dress, like how much information do they need before you start?
Sometimes they won't have any of that.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
I'm the first. Yeah, sometimes I'll be the first port of call because they've heard about me and they go, oh, look, I just want to book you to make, you know, I want to get you booked in. And so then we'll still get an idea about flowers and all of that, even though they haven't got all that booked in. Just to sort of give me an idea. But it's more about their personality, finding out, you know, really what's in them and, yeah.
Yeah. So you just want to make them shine.
Yeah.
And that's going to fit in with whatever theme they've got.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then so as far as budgeting goes, obviously it depends on how big the bridal party is, who's going to be doing the wedding makeup. How does that all work? Is it just set fees for everyone, or is it a different price for the bride?
The bride, I do charge more. The bride's $150, but for the $150, you're getting eyelashes, individual lashes. Well, a lot of makeup artists will add on again for that. I also do airbrushing if requested. I also stay for a touch-up service. Now, there's a lot of makeup artists who will do the job really quick. It'll be a 20-minute, 15-minute makeup. It was around everybody really quick, and then they're out of there to go and do their second, third, fourth wedding of the day. Well, I'll tend to try and do one wedding a day. I'll stay there right till the end, till final touches before they're leaving, to make sure that, you know, everything's perfect. I like to have a look at the photographer, have a look at their camera to sort of see how it's all coming up. If I'm 100% happy, then I'll leave.
Sure, okay. So you're really paying for that extra service and the extra products as well.
Yeah. Now, obviously, if I do have a big bridal party, then I will, you know, often help out with the package and that. But it all depends. It depends what time of year it is, how far I'm going.
So if it's a winter wedding, it might be a little bit cheaper than a spring or autumn wedding when it's so busy.
Yeah, depend. Yeah, it all depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they can phone you or come and see you for
yes.
a quiet anyway.
Yes.
So you mentioned photography there.
Yeah.
And I know, like, when I photograph some brides, I guess it's probably more so when they do the makeup themselves or they've had
yeah.
a friend do it. They're super shiny.
Yeah.
And it's just a nightmare to deal with photos. It's hard to fix later.
Yeah.
How do you avoid that? Or what do you recommend?
Well, I just make sure that I use a good mattifying primer or even a sweat stop if they tend to be a sweatier type person, or if it's a 40 degree day. There's a product called Sweat Stop that'll help with that. An anti-shine. I use a good foundation that's going to last, but also that is a matte finish.
So those other products you mentioned, are they
yeah.
part of the foundation, or that's...
They're separate items.
And they go before the foundation?
Before the foundation.
Okay.
And then an oil control loose setting powder, which is very light. Often a lot of girls will try and use a heavy press powder over the top of a foundation. And what happens then your skin can't breathe, and that's when you start to produce more oil. I have had a lot of brides who see photo shoots of dewy looking makeup. So, oh, I want to be really glowy and dewy. It's not going to last. It doesn't look great in photos. They've got to remember that when they're seeing those photo shoots, that it's in a controlled environment with the makeup artist standing over them. And they're not necessarily shiny all over. It's just spots. So
yeah.
what I will do if they're liking that sort of dewy look is compromise with them. So I'll go, well, how about we'll do a matte foundation, but it still doesn't have to be powdery, dry matte. A nice, I'd like to call it more a satin finish,
mm-hmm.
and then do a glowy cream cheek. So when they smile, they'll still get that little bit of dewiness and glowiness, but then they're not going to be that greasy look, which
yeah.
is really...
That's
yeah.
horrible. I mean, that's really hard to do. And you're normally on the foreheads or the noses, that's
yeah.
really just stands out, and it's
yeah.
difficult to fix later.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
So you can control that
yeah.
with the right makeup.
With the right makeup.
And I know that a lot of girls are using or talking about mineral style makeups now. Good or bad? You're smiling at me. Like, good or bad?
The loose mineral powders, I find they just can get quite cakey. They're not a professional product. Like sometimes, you know, somebody will sit in my chair and go, oh, do you use mineral makeup? Now in our brand, we've got different products with mineral qualities. But it's not a professional product.
So it's an everyday thing for the girls.
It's just an everyday, yeah. So I wouldn't recommend touching a mineral foundation for, yeah.
Okay. And I've also heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, whether sunscreen inside the makeup will cause the shininess.
Yeah, sometimes sunscreen, or even the natural version of it, which I think is zinc oxide, can cause problems, more so with flash. I don't know how it works, but yeah, so stay away. If you are doing your own makeup, stay away with any foundations that do have sunscreen in it, because once flash hits, you will get that. Also, for brides who do their own makeup, to use a foundation that's more warm based,
right.
like yellow in it. Once you use a foundation that's too pink on your skin, it's ashy, and in photos, it'll be ashier again, and that's when you often get the lighter face, darker body thing happening as well.
Yeah, that's again hard to
fix. Or that can happen from the bad spray tan as well.
Yeah, okay. I actually talked to a couple of girls about spray tans, and I do know from experience they're getting better.
Yeah.
How do you feel about spray tans? Or if you're going to do a trial, would you rather the girls have a spray tan before the trial as well?
I prefer it, but I can work around it as well. Definitely get a trial for a spray tan. If they're not done right, you know, you'll get dripping marks and you know, darker marks around the knuckles, and I've even had to go and fix, you know, chest areas and backs and arms of where it's been streaking, and you know, so a good makeup artist should be able to work around that and help you with that. But
get a good tan to start with.
Yeah, you've just
have a trial.
And plenty of time. Also, have your trial even a couple of months before. If you're allergic to spray tans, which it does happen, I am, and it's not any particular brand. It's a ingredient which is in every single one of them.
Mm.
I'll break out with hives all over.
Okay.
So you've got to think about that. You wouldn't want that a week before your wedding. You have to go on antihistamines. And
sure. So you do that trial for the spray tan a couple of months out.
Yes.
Or a month out, so you've got time to recover.
Yes.
If there's any
yeah.
reactions. So if they turn up with a spray tan on the day, you can deal with whatever colour. Yes. You'll do the blending.
Yes.
But it makes it easier if they've had a spray tan before the trial.
Because obviously with a spray tan, if you're very fair normally and then you've had your makeup trial done when you're very fair and then you have your spray tan done, your makeup is going to look different.
Hmm. Okay.
It's going to give a whole different look. I think spray tans are a bit passe now. I like to see, especially if you're beautiful and fair, I'd love to see that, you know.
Look, I say that to all my brides, and I've actually just written a blog post on exactly that. I do love, but I know that the girls, they feel a little bit more confident.
I think they feel
slimmer.
Yeah, it does.
With a bit of colour.
It does. When I've got a little bit of colour, my arms will look a little bit more toned. But, you know, if I've got 6 months into my wedding, I would rather go to the gym and tone up a little bit than
spray. I'm not going there being a guy. The girls can talk about that. All right, I was going to ask you a couple of other things. Look, I know you've got a lot of your own products here. So do you use your products when you do wedding makeup?
In my kit, I use all different products. I do have my own range, Melly, which I do use, but I also use everything from MAC to NARS to Krylon to Stila to Giorgio Armani, all different. And a good makeup artist, even one with their own brand, should really carry a lot of different products because obviously not every product will suit everybody. And, you know, the more you've got to play with, the more beautiful job you can do as well.
Sure. So you'll have different brands of the same product and same colour and you'll get a different look.
Yes, that's right, there's different textures. And even with liquid foundations, like I've got Makeup Forever and then I have the Armani, which are that little bit dewy, but when you do with a nice oil control loose setting powder over, you just get that really lovely natural look with it as well. And then I have stick cream foundations which give a really beautiful full coverage and they stay on from morning till the next day. And I've had mothers of the bride come see me in the store 2 days later and they go, look, I've still got my makeup on. I'm like, no, please go have a good facial. It does stay on.
Okay. That's great. So makeup today, they won't necessarily be able to have you because they might be overseas or in another state.
Yeah.
So what should they be looking for if they can't have Melly as a makeup artist? What should they ask their makeup artist to make sure they're going to do a good job? Well, how do you find a good makeup artist?
Lots of research.
Okay.
Lots of research. Be careful. There are makeup artists out there who even use for bridal photos stock images.
Right.
So I'd be saying, you know, or the other thing you've got to be careful of, they'll do photo shoots with models in bridal gowns. Now, generally, not everybody looks like a model. You want to see real brides. So I would say, can you send me, well, some photos of real brides? It's really important if you can meet them as well before you decide, because you've got to gel with each other. With your photographer, you've got them all day, but you've got to also remember with your makeup artist, you know, they're so close to you, you know, we're in your face, that you want to click with that person. It's such a big, important day that, you know, you want that. And I must say, majority of my brides I've remained friends with over the years and still see them, and but it's really important.
Okay. Yeah. So should you ask about any certificates or training? Does that really matter? Or is it more just if you like their photos?
Look, anybody can go and do a course.
Okay.
I wouldn't even worry about that. Just because they've got a certificate, they could have done a 2-year course, and it doesn't mean that they're going to come out of it a good makeup artist. I'd really look well at the eyes, make sure everything's blended and beautiful. I even asked them what products they use. There are makeup artists going around with like chemist brand in there, and that's not going to have the staying power.
Right.
So make sure they're using professional products.
Okay. So, and how do you know it's a professional product? You just Google it after they tell you?
Good question, Andrew. I guess if you hear that, you know, girls would know that if they say something like a Maybelline or a CoverGirl or, you know, a chemist style brand to stay
Stick
away.
Clean. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so make sure they've got good photos, that actually their photos,
yes.
And have a look at the blending, particularly the eyes,
yeah.
And just get a general feel for them, their personality.
Yeah, okay. That's right. And with the trial, make sure they don't rush you in the trial. Even have a look at testimonials or ask around, find if they've been used by any friends. You want to make sure too that they're reliable. I have known of makeup artists that have cancelled brides at the last minute because a larger bridal party has come along.
Right.
So you want to make sure that they're really committed to you, and that, you know, they're going to be there.
Sure, and that would happen quite often, I'd imagine. You have a small bridal party and then someone books another popular date.
Because I have had brides call me, oh, I'm getting married this weekend. And I'm like, what happened? Have you had a bad last minute trial, or are you just forgotten about it? And they've said, no, my makeup artist is cancelled. And, you know, and quite often it's due to that. Like, I remember once being offered to do for, what was it, High School Musical for Disney. It was $1,500 days, 3 days in a row. And I had, it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I had one Friday wedding. And it was only a very small bridal party, and I couldn't let her down. So I let go of that big, looking after Zac Efron and all of that mob to look after this bride. Because once I've committed to somebody, you know, you can't do that.
Sure. No, I agree.
So, that's great.
Okay. And just lastly, how long should brides allow to have their makeup on the day? Like, how? I mean, I'm pretty big on the timeline.
Yeah.
Being a photographer.
Because I must admit, nothing worse than you rock up and the makeup's still being done.
Mm.
And
you're like, especially when the bridesmaids are done and the bride's still sitting there with nothing. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah. What have you been doing? Yeah. Get your finger out.
That's what I'm thinking, not saying.
No, of course not.
So how long should they allow for their makeup?
I normally, because generally it'll be done in less time than that, but I always like to allow more time up my sleeve. It's guaranteed that, you know, especially if you're getting ready from home and not in a hotel, that neighbours will show up, you know, aunties will show up, oh, you know, what's going on? Oh, it's so exciting. And then you've got to have a little chat and the makeup artist is standing there with the product and goes, come on. So allow extra time because, and things will, the flowers arrive and everybody rushes over to look at the flowers. Yeah. All these things happen and you get phone calls and you've got to stop. So I at least, for the bridesmaids, will leave an hour, and then for the bride, another hour to an hour and a half. And then generally I try to then obviously be done in a lot less of that time.
Sure.
So that then I can then start all touch-ups again from whoever I started first. And
now, I suggest to my brides not to go last if they have a big bridal party, just in case things do run late.
That's
are you happy with that?
You know what? Most brides do want to be done last, and I actually prefer to do them maybe halfway through. Maybe not first, but halfway through.
Yeah.
And then I say I can always, you know, come back and we'll touch you up again and make sure everything's fine. Because you find that at that time of the day when the bride's being done, that's when it's getting quite close and the photographer's generally there. And the cars will be arriving soon. And that's when the nerves hit in as well. And they can start to get quite anxious. And that time when you're getting your makeup done is a time when you should be able to sit, close your eyes, just breathe and take stock of what's happening and what you're about to do. And what, you know.
I agree. I always say middle of the bridal party, don't go last. Yeah. Don't have to go first.
Yeah. And I'll sometimes, if everybody's at the bride while I'm doing it, I'll just say, look, guys, just give us half an hour, just so she can just sit there and
relax.
Yeah, and process it all.
Mm.
Yeah. While, you know, if often when you're being done last, that's when it's starting to get all a little bit crazy. And, oh, have you seen Tracy's shoes? And where are my earrings? And, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all, because it does, they think the day, at the beginning, the day does quite slow. And then it just starts speeding up. And
it's like a snowball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just gathers. I was going to ask you, I've seen with some brides or some makeup artists, they'll be attaching false lashes. Some girls will already have that done on the wedding day. Is there a preference for you?
There are eyelash extensions that are semi-permanent and will last a couple of months. In saying that, you do have to go and get infills done every 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not a huge fan, mainly because they're sort of a stock standard, the way that they also apply them to the eye, and often they're not always applied that well. When I put the individual lashes on, I used to like to use all different lengths. So I'll use a short, a medium, a long. I'll also use different thicknesses. And sometimes I'll even layer them as well and use even tiny mini ones and look for little gaps in the lashes. So you get a beautiful, graduated, more natural look. And that will be obviously different for every eye. Some girls will only require a couple on the outer corner. Some will need them sort of filled further in. So I like to design the lashes.
You're really sculpting the eye.
That's right, yeah.
Rather than just going for a stock standard.
Yeah, just, and a lot of makeup artists will just go and even just put three on the end. And then I've had other makeup artists watch me do it and they go, wow, you use a lot of lashes on there, or you really take your time. And it's because as I'm doing it, I get them to look left, look right, look up, look down, to look for any little gaps. And to make sure that it's also looking really, really natural and that it all blends in really well.
Sure.
Because you don't want anybody to know that you've got them on too. You just want them to go, wow, they look beautiful. A lot of people who aren't aware of the individuals will think, oh, eyelashes, no. They remember what they had put on for their fizzy concert when they were eight. and they're thinking of those big, long, you know, full sets, which are really heavy. And if you are having a makeup artist apply them, make sure that they're also applied properly. You've got to be really careful. If you put ones that are too long in the outer corner of the eye, they'll actually droop the eye down. So you've actually, if you're using the longer one, got to bring in that little bit shorter to help lift the eye.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
So is that part of the makeup service on the wedding day?
Yes, for me it is. I include that in my rates.
Okay.
Because I don't want to see a bride without lashes.
And sorry, so you said it's just about, it's about thickening and...
Yeah, so some girls will go, oh, I don't need lashes, so I've got long lashes. And they'll sit in my chair and I'll think, yeah, you have got really beautiful long lashes, but we actually need to thicken them up on the outer corner so that when they smile, they get that lovely definition without actually going and using too much eyeliner. What the lashes do is create their definition without them using too much eyeliner or too much black around the eye.
Okay. A lot nicer. Yeah. And look, you mentioned earlier that the price for brides, but we sort of got sidetracked before you talked about bridesmaids and flower girls.
So brides on location are $150 and bridesmaids are $125. I do a location fee, but it depends how far I go. Obviously, if somebody's got a large bridal party too, I can work out a package for them as well. In store, I'm $150 for brides and $100 for bridesmaids.
Great. Awesome. And the flower girls?
Flower girls free.
Yeah,
what,
right.
Are you going to charge to put a little bit of lip gloss on them? No.
Fantastic.
And junior bridesmaids always work out a little bit cheaper for them as well.
Great. Awesome. Look, that's unreal, Millie. I'm so happy with that you could do this and give those tips. How do girls find you?
Millie.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a street front shop as well.
Yes, that's at Shop 18 Church Street.
In Terrigal.
Or Shop 2, 18 Church Street, Terrigal. Next door to Zanzibar Cafe.
Fantastic. Thanks, Melly.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I hope I didn't waffle.
No, that was fine. It was really good.